USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Wednesday tweeted that he had granted a full pardon to former National Security Advisor, retired Army General Michael Flynn. A Department of Justice spokesperson said the department was not consulted, but that this is obviously an appropriate use of the president's pardon power. The Supreme Court steps in to protect houses of worship in New York. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
New York won't be able to enforce a COVID-19 restriction on houses of worship after the Supreme Court issued an injunction late Wednesday. By a 5-4 vote, the court issued an opinion that called the coronavirus restrictions a violation of religious freedom because the orders singled out churches and synagogues, while businesses that were deemed essential were allowed to operate with few restrictions. The state of New York had tried to put 10- and 25-person occupancy limits on houses of worship, leading to the suit from the Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn and Agadath Israel. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis is in quarantine after learning Wednesday he was exposed to someone who tested positive for coronavirus. The governor said he was tested Wednesday night with results coming back negative. Staying in Colorado, the mayor of Denver adds to COVID confusion. USA Radio News' Val Dior explains.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock boarded a flight to Houston ahead of Thanksgiving despite his warnings that people should stay close to home and only spend the holiday with their own household. Hancock traveled to Houston Wednesday to visit his daughter in Mississippi. His wife is already there. About 30 minutes before the flight, Hancock tweeted to pass the potatoes, not COVID, and to avoid travel if you can. The mayor's spokesperson now says upon return, he will follow all necessary health and safety guidance and quarantine. The double standard among government officials leaves citizens scratching their heads. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo no longer plans to travel to see his elderly mother and two daughters for Thanksgiving after facing backlash for contradicting his own advice to stay away from loved ones. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The NFL had scheduled 3 games for your Thanksgiving holiday. Enter COVID-19 from stage left, and the need to drop a game off today's schedule is explained by NFL Chief Medical Officer Dr. Alan Sills.
It's like with every situation, it's an abundance of caution, trying to make sure we create the safest possible environment for players, coaches, staff, everyone that's involved. And so we look at each one of these situations and ask ourselves, do we understand transmission? Do we believe we can put the pieces together to figure out when we're out of that risk of further transmission? So in any one of these situations, you're looking at who's at risk, how long are they at risk for, and if we think there's still a vulnerability to a substantial number of people, then it's best to postpone, and so that's what we've done here.
The Steelers-Ravens game has been pushed back to Sunday at 1:15 p.m. Eastern because many Baltimore players have tested positive for COVID-19.
We've done a very, very deep dive into this situation. We've interviewed everyone involved. We looked at all the data. We've also done what's called genomic epidemiology, meaning we've gone in and looked at the exact genome of the virus samples from all the infected individuals. So we feel like we have a really good handle on exactly when transmission occurred and how it occurred. And I think that we feel like we're just a couple of days away from being out of that window of vulnerability for that transmission event. So obviously, you have to take each day as it comes and look for any new data that may emerge. But right now, we simply feel like that as of tomorrow, we would not have confidence in going forward. But I think we feel we're very close to the end of that transmission event. And at present, we're targeting Sunday, absent any new information that would change the facts that we have right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.